everybody, and welcome back to the Entrepreneur Experiment. I am Gary Fox, and this is episode 57, hitting towards the 60. So welcome back. We took a short break, mainly because I had my own business stuff going on with COVID. I was trying to battle that as well, just like everybody else. So that is why I kind of enjoy chatting so much with business people, is that I am in the exact same position as they are. And I think that's what makes me relatable to them and them relatable to me. So we're back, and the new format is different. I've been working on this while I've been off as well. So we're going to go up to two episodes per week. The first one is the one you're listening to right now. We're going to have an episode on a Monday, and we're also going to keep our episode on a Thursday. So Thursday is still going to remain as a long form, in-depth interview because I love them. I think there's huge value in them, and I think there's massive learnings if you get to chat to someone for over an hour. So they're going to stay. Don't worry. If you enjoy them, they're going to stay. But we're also going to add in this one on a Monday. So each week, I'm always looking for new business ideas that I can use in my existing business, and new business ideas for potential new ideas just to start. So I have a whole Notion book. So Notion is a note-taking app that I use. I'm literally staring at it right now on my screen. It's like a digital notebook. I have a huge number of business ideas in there. I also scribble them down on my own little notebook, and I'm constantly looking for ideas. So I'm going to share all those ideas with you every single week. I'm going to share the coolest ideas I've seen from around the world. I'm also going to share kind of cool trends, just crazy stories that I see that will help you and help your business. Or if you're starting a business, it'll help you get an idea to start a business. So it's going to be super sharp, short, quick, to the point. It'll be under 10 minutes every single Monday. You'll get them at 5 a.m. They'll pop up. You can listen to them on the way to work, or since we're not going to work anymore, you can listen to them commuting to your front room or your living room, wherever you're working. There'll also be a newsletter which will go with it. That'll be released every Sunday night. So if you want to get the jump on the week and everybody else, you can subscribe to my newsletter, which goes out every Sunday evening. Go on to MrGaryFox.com, join the newsletter. You'll get that every Sunday night. Okay, let's kick on to the first idea. Gymshark. How the hell are they so rich? So if you're not familiar with Gymshark, they're an athleisure brand started in 2012 by a young guy called Ben Francis. He started in his parents' garage, or I think his spare room, with a sewing machine and a screen press. And this week, they were all over social media as a guy I follow called Sam Parr. He tweeted out this analysis of the company, looking at, it was super nerdy accounting stuff, so be prepared. In essence, they're sitting on £53 million in cash in the bank. Crazy. Okay, so they've had explosive growth, so that's not that unusual. The company is now worth between £300 and £500 million. And just to make you feel a little bit bad, Ben's 28. The founder is 28. And he's worth an estimated £130 million himself. He made it onto the Sunday Times Rich List this year. I chatted about that with Connor McMahon back in the Rich List episode. You can go back and listen to that. But that's the interesting part, okay? So £53 million in cash. How are they so rich? So what I do each week, I'm constantly pinging all my mates with this story going, oh my God, look at this, look at this, look at this. So I'm going to share all those stories with you now. So I ping this over to Connor Carney, a friend of mine that runs JetBooks, and he gave me a really good analysis. So each week I'm going to share these little snippets with you from experts of exactly why these stories are so interesting. So here we go. Here's Connor from JetBooks.
Hi Gary, as you saw last week, Gymshark's accounts were published online and they got a huge amount of attention, mainly for the fact that they reported a whopping $53 million in cash in the bank. And that's interesting because usually a high growth company such as Gymshark, who have grown from zero to nearly $200 million in sales in the last 8 years, don't have a lot of cash lying around because they need to invest that cash in their growth. So they would be investing in things like inventory and investing in things like marketing to promote further growth. How do they have that much cash lying around? The secret lies in the fact that they have a negative cash conversion cycle. Now, I can nearly hear the listeners dozing off as they hear me express an accounting term. So I'll just explain very, very briefly. Usually the situation is with a company, an e-commerce company like this, is that they have to buy stock in before they sell it to customers. But Gymshark seem to have engineered an extremely rare and difficult way of generating cash, which is they actually sell to customers, they take in the cash 101 days before they actually have to pay their suppliers. There's a number of things they could have done to get to that position, but mainly it's delaying supplier payments through the use of longer credit terms. So an extremely difficult thing to actually do, but they seem to have pulled it off quite well.
Thanks, Connor. That is really interesting. It's also very relevant to us right now as we're going through COVID. Have a chat to your suppliers. See, can they do you better terms if you're doing high volume with them? Can you chat to them? So I know at the start of COVID, I went back and I've talked about this in the podcast before. I renegotiated all my software terms with my suppliers. So I run a property management business in the short-term space, and we use a very chunky bit of software that's very, very expensive. So between 500 and 1,000 euro a month. And I went back and chatted with them going, look, our business is down and we were able to negotiate a really, really big discount because, you know, we're not using the software as much. Therefore, they were able to chat to us and get a discount. So have a think about it. That's something you could apply to your own business this week. Also, if you don't know Gymshark, check them out. They're a fascinating company. The founder, Ben Francis, actually, on a theme of today, as we just kick into our next topic, he has a really good YouTube channel. So if you go on, it's Ben Francis on YouTube. So the next topic, you're better off being a YouTuber than a doctor. There's your clickbait title for today. So I was listening to Noel Kagan's podcast during the week, and he had a UK YouTuber on called Ali Abdal, and his story blew my mind. So he's a junior doctor in the UK, and I was like, oh, this can't really be that interesting. But Ali started a couple of years ago making productivity videos for doctors as he was going through his apprenticeship, I guess you call it, all his entrance exams. He would make videos about how he was doing the exams, how he was studying, all the little productivity tips he was doing to be better at studying, and it just exploded. He started super niche, there's a lesson there. So I pinged this story over to my mate, Thomas. Thomas Arnold is one of Ireland's best known YouTubers. He also has a company called Fearless Media. He produces some really good content on LinkedIn, so check him out. And Thomas gave me a superb analysis of why Ali is so popular.
What's up, Gary? I watched that video there, and I guess what really struck me was some sources of passive income, which even I wasn't aware about. And I've been making YouTube videos probably for 5 years. So he spoke about Skillshare and how you can generate passive income by getting people to watch your Skillshare courses, and the premium minutes watched, when you add all those up, they can actually generate you money. Up to 3, 4, 5 grand a month in his case. So I think there's definitely opportunity there if you're in a niche that's sort of underserved on Skillshare, that you could make a course, and if it suits your niche, you could direct people towards it and you could be generating, you know, passive sources of income. Also, when it comes to YouTube AdSense, he is making quite a lot per month, around 5 grand per month. But when you break it down by his views, he's getting about $1 per 1,000 views, which is actually would be about average. There's this thing called CPM on YouTube, which refers to the amount of dollars you get per 1,000 views. And if you have things that are more directly monetizable, content such as finance, they tend to skew way more towards a profitable YouTube channel than things that are controversial or political. So depending on what niche you go onto in YouTube, you can make way more money than others, and I think that's something that you probably need to have a think about if you're trying to have a go at it as a full-time career.
So that was super interesting. I'll break it down really quick for you if you don't want to go on to Ali's channel. As a doctor, he earns £1,387 per week, not bad. And as a YouTuber, he's earning £4,263 per week, and that's not including his sponsored videos. So clearly being a YouTuber is a lucrative business. So on to the final story of today, the future of recruiting and job hunting. This I spotted on Amazon. I spotted about Amazon, actually. I'm reading Bizonomics book at the minute. And this guy got a job in Amazon without ever talking to someone. So basically went on to a website, looked at a video, did a test, got the job. Bananas. Is that the future of recruitment? Possibly. I'll link all these stories in the newsletter. So if you go on to the newsletter, you get all these stories linked straight through. And finally, we're doing COVID shout outs for all businesses who are doing their bit during COVID and trying to promote themselves. So Shane Fleming, good friend of mine, owner of Fleming Real Estate, has started focusing on YouTube during lockdown as creating really class videos about the property market, how to invest, how to know when the right time to buy is. So if you go on to YouTube, check out Shane Fleming's YouTube channel. It's absolutely super. That's it. We've done it under the 10-minute mark. Thank you to Thomas. Thank you to Connor. I will see you back here next Monday for more great business ideas. I'll chat to you then.